Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Mike Rivera with us for another 15 minutes, and Steve Schenck popping in for a segment or two to talk about what's happening in the world food economy. We'll look at free speech in England and how you get fired if you state your political opinions in the supposed free nation, with one of their former top national hosts fired. James Whale joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. Mike Rivera, quite an incredible interview with this gentleman whose info meshes with everything we got. I just wish I could have gotten her on air to say it was going to be murder if she died. She did tell him that, but, you know, she just said that it sounded ridiculous to say that on air. I think as smart as she was, she didn't realize that they were, you know, people think they don't get killed. That people, you know, she said she was paranoid. No, that was her feeling the wings of the angel of death flapping around her head. You know, she said she could, quote, sleep good, you know, felt secure in that high-security condo. But she's dead now, and I see this M.O., one of their favorite tactics. I believe it was probably police that killed her because it fits the favorite tactic of police hitmen. What do you say?
Well, the exact mechanism almost is kind of irrelevant. The issue is that we're definitely dealing with suspicious circumstances here. These supposed suicide notes were written apparently a few days in advance and dated, which is kind of odd for a suicide note. And there are a lot of questions, and it does need to be looked at. But the bottom line is that there were people who did have a motive to see Palfrey dead. Now that her case was over and she was going to jail and she had a book deal, she had no reason to hold back any of the little bits of information she'd been using as a final chip. And so a lot of that stuff was going
to
come out.
And the key, she tried to have her lawyers declare a national security clause for secret admittance of evidence showing that she was probably part of an intelligence operation. That's what Wayne Madsen's saying. And you were talking about a third party having her killed. Give us your take.
Well, the idea was that what Palfrey had said on my show was not that she herself was running an intelligence operation, but that somebody's intelligence operation had penetrated her company and was glomming onto information about various political leaders who were kind of a little kinky out there. Now, we all know
probably Brandi Britton, where it all started, and she shot her mouth off, then she hung herself when she was only facing 6 months in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, it's one thing you have politicians who will, like, get embarrassing information about a candidate or an opponent to get rid of them, but if you have an intelligence operation that is using this kind of information to blackmail politicians to get them to go a certain direction, you don't want that information to become public because then these politicians are no longer of any use to you. You can't blackmail them. So,
and, of course, the masters of that are the British, the Russians, and the Israelis.
And the Israelis. And if they've got this information and they're blackmailing politicians with this embarrassing information, they don't want it to become public because then all the money they've invested in getting these people into these compromised positions is gone. The honey trap is completely blown. So
it also makes them look bad. There's a lot of evidence that the Israelis were running Monica Lewinsky. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I think that was accurate. They had her phones tapped at the Watergate. We know that the guy who was behind this Emperor's Club VIP that resulted in Elliot Spitzer's downfall had two Israeli passports in his home along with $600,000 in cash. That one was quite probably an intelligence operation. And honey trap is a common spy operation tactic. It's used all the time. The Israelis are masters at that as well. And, you know, once you've got somebody on that hook, you don't want them to get off. So whoever was using Palfrey's information to control politicians would want to silence her because if she went and exposed everything with a tell-all book, then they lose that ability to control these politicians.
Now, we know Carnaby was Middle Eastern in origin. That's been reported. His parents live in Beirut. The MO, the information we're getting right now, is that Carnaby was somehow tied into all this. We'll get your take on that on the other side. Final segment with Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a bunch of global and economic news, military news we'll be covering at the bottom of the hour. Steve Shank's going to be popping in 5 minutes. But Mike Rivero, continuing with Palfrey, if you'd like, with Carnaby. But then I want to get your take just on the economy overall, Iran, any other key points you want to make?
Well, you know, we've pretty much covered all the information we have on Palfrey until that handwriting sample comes in. And I don't want to get caught up in a lot of minutia. The bottom line is a lot of people, you know, are breathing a sigh of relief that she and her memoirs are now basically silenced forever, and it's just one of those, you know, the gravestones that are marking the path through history that we have right now. As far as Iran is concerned, I'm sensing that there is a deep faction opening up within our own government between those people who just want to go on and invade Iran and those who realize it would be a huge, huge mistake to do so. I find it very interesting that in their latest screed against Iran, Israel has once again admitted that they are already a nuclear power armed with nuclear weapons, and this kind of like pulls the legs out of Hillary Clinton's latest attempt to prove how butch she is by saying she's going to obliterate Iran if it attacks Israel, because obviously Israel does not need our help and it does not need our defense dollars and systems because it is a nuclear power in and of its own right.
Well, Israel just doesn't want to get the blame for attacking Iran, and for the general public, they won't even know Israel's involved. The general public thinks that Australia is Israel. I mean, I've seen the presentations on the streets where grown adults don't even, you know, they think that Iran is Australia. They don't know where the U.S. is. I mean, how do they ever dumb us down so bad, Mike?
Well, I don't think we're quite as dumbed down as they'd like to think. I've seen that news clip that you're talking about, and that crew had to really kind of work to find, you know, the people who looked that dumb, and they edited out a lot of other people.
I don't know. I mean, I agree it's a little overdone, but I run into stuff like that all the time. I mean, the general public thinks carbon dioxide is a devil weapon.
That's definitely true, but again, they're starting to wise up to that one as well, especially after this last winter was so cold. But no, I agree the public needs to be educated, and that's why it's so important for people to keep on speaking out on that. But getting back to the economy, because I know we're almost out of time for me right now, the economy is looking worse, and I think the most alarming thing right now is, being this is an election year, both of our traditional political parties are really ignoring the warning signs of disaster to come, because they don't want to get into discussion about the economy, because when the fingers start pointing, it's going to point everywhere. And this is why I think they're so obsessive about Reverend Jeremiah Wright. He is safe for them to hurl back and forth accusations. They don't want to talk about the war. They can't talk about the economy. So they're going to make a big thing about Reverend Jeremiah Wright and who said what and who's wearing an American pin.
Meanwhile, we got Clinton top staffers running around calling white people white N-words, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know, they're trying to make all these non-issues important because they can't talk about the real thing. But I saw an interesting statistic just this morning where half of all homes purchased since 2006 more money is owed on the mortgages than the homes are now worth. And that means
more people are
going to start walking away.
It's going to be a disaster. And with everybody going bankrupt, you're going to have double cops running around giving everybody tickets and running checkpoints. I mean, it is just the squeeze, man. They're going to squeeze.
And we're down to pillaging the population, which is why they're out there writing speeding tickets while, you know, murders and rapes and robberies are basically going uninvestigated, because it's all about getting money from the population.
And
this
cop that posted a comment on InfoWars, he talks about how they're out busy doing important work. And I know they go to scum-filled crack houses and the rest of it, but the point here is that the cops told me, and it's been in the news, that they don't arrest illegal aliens. And I'm not even after the illegal aliens. The point is they can drunk drive. They don't have to have IDs. They're left alone because the establishment wants to leave the door open. But then me, the citizen, I am just absolute trash, Mike.
Well, you're not trash. You're the food. You are the food of the system. Your tax dollars and your earnings are the food of the system.
Exactly.
That is,
I don't like
that
it.
Well, I don't like it either. I don't like being, we've become a cannibalistic society, if you think about it.
Well, I agree.
The government and the elites live off of our work and literally off our blood.
It's like being on the African savanna and instead of seeing 10 lions every 5 miles like you're supposed to, you see 500. And they're just making more and more bureaucracies, more and more tattletale squads. They're CPSing people's kids for no reason now. I mean, folks, you understand? They're going to do something. They're going to arrest you. They're going to get you. Do you know what it means when there's this many cops? I'm sorry, Mike. I start ranting. Go ahead.
Well, I understand that, but you're on a very, very valid point, because I made this observation on what really happened this morning. We have 5% of the world's population. We have 25% of the world's prisoners. Why? Because we've got prison industries, and these people are being put to work in these prison factories. This is what the Nazis had. All those camps that we see in the history books, they were slave labor camps. The prisoners in them were making products for the German people, or for the German government, rather, to support the war. They were making boots. They were making uniforms. It was prison labor, and we've got the same exact system here in the U.S. When Janet Reno was Attorney General, in her office at the Department of Justice, she had a sign on the wall saying all the furniture in this office is made by federal prison inmates. They're proud of it. They're proud that they're setting up the same kind of system that they had in the German labor camps, the same system that the Bush family made money off of when Prescott Bush was business partners.
And by the way, the idiot public thinks, good, make them prisoners work. You're competing against people getting 20 cents an hour. And there's no regulators. You better know the prisons dump whatever they want in the river.
It's absolutely true. And we pay for the prisons and we pay for the infrastructure, but we don't even get the profits back from the prison labor. It goes to private corporations.
Well, I mean, they're building more and more prisons, more and more cops everywhere in everybody's business. New tax authorities show up at my office all the time. I mean, I'm getting sick of it. I am really getting tired. I mean, this country is pathetic. And these cops think this is freedom. Mike Rivero, I really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon. WhatReallyHappened.com. Thanks for your great contribution.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. And again, I love the average cop. You know, I know you're drinking fluoridated water. Your kids are getting shot up with deadly vaccines. I don't want you to be part of this. I just keep harping on the cops because I got to see you everywhere. I mean, I can't go 5 feet. A cop car just drove by. I mean, I'm infested. I'm an adult. I'm tired of it. There's a crack house two doors down from me. You've never busted it. You're always sucking off me. And man, I'm going to shut up now because all I'm going to say is, in New Orleans, the police didn't bring food. They brought gun confiscation. With all the economic crises and all the talk of food shortage and everything that's happening, you're crazy if you don't get storable foods. And we've got the sponsor for you, longest continually operating company. It's dried food, so it's very heavy, but stores in small containers, so it fills up small areas, very easy to transport, lasts more than 10 years. J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, and it's Steve Shank. But I wanted to get him up on the air because he is involved in massive food purchasing and preparation and sale, and he told us a year ago about coming food shortages and massive food increases. Thanks for coming on with us, Steve.
Hey, glad to be aboard, Alex. I really appreciate that last guest that you had on. We are in a situation right now. Remember when you and I talked a long time ago about the fact that food is the control mechanism of the system? Oh, absolutely. We have a worldwide famine, and it's deadly serious. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that it's not going to be very long before they are not going to be acquiring groceries in the grocery store. It's already there. We have rationing of rice. We have rationing of wheat in the form of flour. The last notice that we put out, we've started putting out situation reports, Alex, to anybody that has an email with us. And the information that we put out, you got to realize that, you know, on my radio program last night, they had a little news flash how Mrs. Bush was berating the Burmese government for not notifying their people of a storm that came. Well, we have a worse situation with the food. Our government is not notifying your listeners that there's no food. And the president just appropriated another he's in the process of appropriating another $770 million to go along with the $200 million that he's sending off to the UN to buy food for these third world countries.
And he's refusing to limit exports of our own food, despite the fact that we've already seen a 35% increase in the overall average price of food in the last 6 months.
Now, it even gets worse than that. The farm organizations, Alex, just petitioned like crazy to have the government control mechanism over futures, the commodity futures markets. Now, you know that every place that you can invest, the government has control mechanisms. Well, what they're doing is we have investors right now. You talk about hoarding.
No, I know. That's the main thing adding to all this is not just the bad last three seasons, but we have big global speculators who are dumping their dollars, and they're dumping it in raw commodities like food and then hoarding.
Why do you think that the gold prices went down? They're not buying gold anymore. They're buying food. They're buying futures. They're buying the future crop, and they're buying every crop they can get a hold of. So here's what we got. We've got the United Nations that is just about to receive almost $1 billion of American money. Now, they asked the developed nations to send that money, but we're sending all but 30 million of it.
Okay? Steve, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back. and maybe going to the next segment after that with Steve Shank, and then I got a bunch of other global news. Anyway, a slice of we're going into very rough waters, batting down the hatches and get storable foods, eatfoodsdirect.com. But Steve is here because he's on the inside of all this. He can tell us what's really going on, as if the news itself isn't bad enough. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Five, six, 7 years ago, before all these crises were happening, I had horrible food. And then what you do is, when it gets old, I haven't really gotten to that point yet, you just start eating it, or you give it away to family, friends, give it away to the local food banks. It's good stuff. But the stuff that Steve Shank's got will last more than 10 years in climate controlled. 10 years if it's not climate controlled, say in your garage or attic. And but he's every time I bring up his products, he says, no, I want to tell them what's happening. And he's got a free email alert that goes out every day. You can go sign up for it, eFoods Direct. Com, and he was telling me a year ago they were already seeing prices go up and having trouble getting it. And yeah, they admit that all these big companies are buying it up and hoarding it, even though there was already a shortage. They're hoarding it. Are they trying to drive the market up and then dump it, or what are they doing, Steve?
Well, the worst thing, it's not the companies that are hoarding it. Most of those are trying to get it shipped back out. What's happening is your commodities futures investors, people from all over the world, and particularly in the United States, are buying up the crops. And at the same time, we've got the United Nations. Now, when the money gets back, now Mr. Bush is trying to send almost $1 billion. That was the amount that was asked for by the United Nations Food Program. And it was asked from all of the developed nations. We're sending it all. And we're the only nation that is not restricting exports of our food. And that means that when that big chunk of money comes back around, there's only one country it's going to be bought from. These investors within our country, our own Americans, are buying up the food, and they will sell it when the UN comes in with our own money to buy it away from us.
Okay, let me break this down for people. We've got a double whammy here. Not only are there hundreds of trillions of U.S. dollars out there that all want to come back in now, and globally people are dumping them and they're trying to buy up what's skyrocketing, i.e. food commodities, you know, gold, silver, oil, food. I mean, the whole gamut has been going up overall in the last year. But then, because the dollar's been devalued, they can come here and use their investments to buy things even cheaper. Go ahead.
That's absolutely right. And the fact is that right now, just to give an example, wheat is what you grind to get flour. Now, Costco and the companies are limiting the amount of flour you can have, limiting the amount of rice you can have, limiting the amount of cooking oil that you can have. And what happens is that these other countries, you figure China has $1.3 trillion of our dollars, and they are short of wheat. Guess where they're going to go? China shut down their exports, even though we're importing from them. They shut all these other countries that we're importing 30 to 40% of our food from, have shut down their exports to keep the food for their own people. Not only are we not keeping the food for our own people, but we're giving the United Nations almost $1 billion to come back and buy that food away from our people. At the same time, our government regulation organizations are not stopping the investors in commodities from buying up the feed. Now corn is just about to be rationed also, and that means that if they have 86% less corn this next year, that means that all of the feed for cattle. I talked last night, Alex, to a fellow that has 1,000 head of cattle out in one of the Midwestern states. He specializes, he raised the cattle. He has to buy the feed for those cattle from guys that specialize in raising the feed. They are taking the cattle feed, turning it into ethanol, and subsidizing the ethanol. And what's going to happen here within the next couple of months is that the dairy herds that can't afford to feed, that can't afford to be fed to provide your milk and your butter and things and your meat, your beef herds are all fed corn. All your poultry is fed corn.
Well, a large percentage of it in some states like Texas, it's range fed. But yeah, you're right. A lot of it that'll certainly cause an increase in price, and then everything else is going up in price because the dollar is plunging in value.
Well, no, it's not a matter of price. It just isn't going to be there, Alex. I'm telling you. The outside investors, these other countries are coming in. The Kansas City wheat market, for example, is upset as all get out. The brokers on the wheat market, because foreign countries are coming in and they aren't even asking the price. They're buying all that they can get at whatever price it takes. And our
Americans, is this a real food shortage or is it all caused by dollar devaluation and wild speculation?
It is absolutely a food shortage. This is the third year of a worldwide famine. The stinking planet didn't produce enough food to feed its population the last 2 years running, and we've got less food, less water, And on top of it, now that we've got the shortages of food, investment organizations are going in and other countries are going in and bidding away that food from our people. It's not going to be a matter of whether you can afford it or not. I don't care how much money you got.
Stay there, Steve. I want to come back and finish up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is a story of the right that rids demons. There are a lot of stories told on TV and the like about demons these days, but untold about demons is the right introduced about 2,000 years ago that gets rid of demons. An old, ancient, in origin rite that works every time when performed and done right. It's a simple rite, and no, it doesn't require a priest and Hollywood-like exorcism-type fight and struggle. It's really quite simple, and it works quite well. This rite was once used or performed regularly in society, but then someone, or shall we say someone, started getting it removed. Who would want to remove a simple rite, a practice, if you will, when properly performed, removes demons and or demonic influence in people's lives? Well, how about this for starter answers? A perverse demonic race. Could this be? Could there really be such a race? And what is this simple rite? Well, it's another untold story told at website, AnotherUntoldStory.com. Go there and learn of it, but go now, for our postings there are but for 48 hours. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Oh, man, this is a good song. It's hard not to play it. Sometimes I'd like to just be a DJ. They say the age of DJ is gone, and now we've got iPods. Video killed the radio star, and then I guess it brought the radio star back when he became a video star. Whatever comes,
that's right.
We're going to be here, God willing, covering it, tracking it, documenting it. I'm finishing up two films right now.
Sweet little babe, you don't have to go.
It's been a situation where I've been so focused on finishing 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, for the last 6-8 months that I haven't even thought to make a trailer or promote it. We're finishing the film this week, which is why Burmese is going to be in here tomorrow. that I haven't even promoted it yet. It's got to be the best song I've ever made. I know each film I say that, and you can admit to yourself that each film has gotten better. But this is Cinema Verite. There's no voiceover from Alex Jones. Alex Jones only pops up two times in a two-hour film. I try to keep myself completely out of it. But it is the story of the 9/11 truth movement. Yes, believe it or not, folks, I'm sick of looking at myself. I'm sick of talking about myself. I'm sick of being dirt leader in the fight. But I do get arrested in it, and Geraldo's flipping everybody off, and it's pretty dynamic. But it shows the power of the people taking action. The point is, I'm only showing this twice, locally in Austin. It won't be out for a couple months on DVD. And it is the 17th and 18th, Saturday and Sunday evening, Alamo Draft House downtown at their new Ritz building. Really nice food, drinks, everything. Want to see you down there. Get your tickets at the Alamo Draft House online. And we're going to, by this evening, we'll have links up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We can link through and get those tickets. And at least for the time being, there is cream in the bunker. For the time being, we'll be in there eating big, fat cheeseburgers. But prices are exploding. There are shortages. I didn't roll my eyes because Steve's a very credible guy, but I mean, 8 months ago on the show, he's like, there'll be wheat shortages, there'll be grain shortages, and I'm like going, well, Steve, what do you mean? And then suddenly, 3 months ago, I'm in a pizza place, and it says, sorry, the price of the pizza's gone up 20%, but the milk to feed the cows, to make the milk, the the grain to make the flour, and then suddenly I saw things at the grocery stores and everywhere, And just inflation alone, I knew, would jack up prices, but not cause shortages. So Steve's right, been right so far. I hope you're wrong, Steve. But, Steve, I don't get the feeling you're going to be wrong.
No, unfortunately, I'm not. There are just too many scenarios. But I've got to tell your listeners, I have to laugh. Folks, one time when we were doing our little I guess, I don't know what you call it, my rant, I guess. Alex came on one of the breaks and he says, Steve, now, you don't want to get too extreme here. If we tell these people, folks, I'm worried about my credibility. I need to make sure that what you're telling people on my show is not going to be so way far out there. And then when it doesn't happen, you're going to look a little bit goofy, and I'll go right along with you because I had you on there. And I said, Alex, please don't worry, didn't I, Alex? I said, don't worry. I know what I'm talking about because what I usually tell people is what's already happening. But you asked me.
Well, no, I mean, you were talking about no food, and I still hope that's not the case. And I think now, as bad as it's gotten, people should get storable food. But I think because of terrorism, we know they're behind it, because of the police state, because of the talk of depression, now mainstream news. That's my reason to have storable food, because if there's a 10% chance something bad's going to happen, I want it. Now it's gone up to like 50, 60. You're just saying 100. And I'm just saying, okay, I hope you're wrong. I'm just telling listeners, regardless, they need storable food. And now, yeah, we come to the part where I have to make you plug that you are one of our big sponsors, and I've gotten food from you long before you were a sponsor. And you've got really high quality at very good prices, and you've got food, unlike what some other folks have. Other people are selling 1950s and 60s military ration junk. You have high quality stuff that was just packaged in the last month, correct?
That's correct. And the thing is that we've already announced the fact that on May 12th, there is going to be a significant price increase. This is not a marketing issue. Very simply, Alex, what we're dealing with, when we go to suppliers to buy the substitutes for wheat, things like spelt and some of those ancient grains, just because wheat has become so short, they are completely out of all of the substitutes. In fact, right now, 70% of the suppliers that the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoods Direct, is ordering from, when we try and put in advanced orders for the time after May 12th, when the prices are going to increase, they cannot even tell us what the price is going to be.
Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news is that at least in 3 or 4 months, it'll be the end of the big season, and I would imagine farmers are putting in even more fields. I would imagine fields that are planning to go fallow. They're not. Is there some type of big gear up?
No, that is not going to happen. They will only raise 86% of the corn that they raised last year. A higher percentage is going to go into ethanol. Okay? Mm. Now, the other thing that we're dealing with the fuel prices. A lot of the farmers that were able to plant last year will not be able to. Okay? This whole thing is a complex. What I've got to tell all of our listeners is very simply, folks, as you know, Alex and I stay pretty connected. When he comes up with some real revelations as to what's happening out there, I know about it, and one of the things that we're doing, we have started, Alex, you mentioned it earlier, we have started putting out, it's not daily, but as needed, and it turns out to be almost every other day, something called an emergency situation report. The last one we put out told every one of you families out there that you must go to the grocery store and buy 2 gallons of cooking oil for every 1 year supply for each adult that you've got.
Okay, well, listen, we got to jump here in a minute.
Going to be rationed.
We need to tell them how to sign up for that and tell them how to call and get their orders for food in.
Okay, sign up, get on efoodsdirect.com. You'll get all the information that we're putting out here with Alex, efoodsdirect.com, and you'll be able to sign up for that situation report. Whether you believe us or not, at least sign up for the situation report, and we'll tell you day by day what's happening and what you must do right now.
Okay.
Walk out your door and do it.
efoodsdirect.com now, just that number so they have the internet address, efoodsdirect.com. Now give them the phone number.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Now, very simply, folks, this is the time to move. If you have anything that you need to complete for your 3 to 5 year supply of food, if you have anything that you need to complete, you need to get it in and right now, because honestly, after May 12th, we have no idea what we'll be putting into those 1 year supplies.
Got it. Give them the number again.
Won't last that long.
Give them the number again. Got to jump, Steve.
800-409-5633 and get up on eFoods Direct. And Alex, I love you.
Hey, thank you for coming on with us. I appreciate it, Steve. And we could have Steve on for 10 hours. There's so much information. Again, a year ago on this show, he said there was going to be all these food price increases and shortages and the rest of it. And I believe that he believed it. Because I was seeing government reports, but the government hypes things up so often, but now it's actually happening. And a lot of it is the dollar's been devalued and they're rushing in to buy it all up now because their foreign currencies are worth more than ours. And there are global food shortages because of different climate things that have happened. And regardless, I do believe in the J. Michael Stevens Group. They're great folks, efoodsdirect.com, and the phone number's also on that website. Okay, I've got James Whale coming up, and he's over in England. He has been on Talk Sport, which is Sky News. It's Fox owned. It's a News Corp company. That's the umbrella company. And he would have me on, I remember, 8-9 years ago and call me a conspiracy nut, but let me talk and agree with me on some things. And then 6 years ago, he would agree with me on a lot of things. And in the last year or two, he agreed with me on almost everything. And he had really changed, and I guess evolved like everyone does, politically, realizing what's happening. And so he had the, 10 to 1 in the morning radio show, one of the most highly rated in the country. I mean, he was on from Scotland to Ireland to Cornwall. I mean, just all over the country, from the south to the north, and over and across the channel, into areas of Europe as well. And I'd always get a huge response going on the show. He got fired last week, and he wouldn't say why he got fired. And then I saw a big report in the newspaper today about why he was reportedly fired. So I thought we'd call him and get him on. And he refused to talk to the newspapers. I guess he knew they would lie and spin. And we already had him scheduled last week, and then suddenly he said, something political's come up. I can't come on. I'll talk to you next week. Well, now it's next week, and we find out that he wanted to break the news here of why he'd been fired. So this will be exclusive. The British papers, you know, report that he won't talk to them, and that's because he knows that they will try to spin things. So James Whale, a leading light in exposing the whole New World Order system, he brought on a lot of interesting people on his show every day, and really exposed people in the UK to the New World Order, he has now been fired. Because they said he expressed his political opinions, just like we had the Fairness Doctrine here until the late 80s. You couldn't go on talk radio and have free speech. And people challenged it in court, and it was overthrown. Now, in England, they will come arrest you for hundreds of things in your speech now. Speaking of police brutality, now, again, I probably see 20, 30 articles like this a day, and I don't even cover them most days. If I wanted to make police look bad, if I wanted to sit up here and drag you guys to the mud, believe me, I could do it. In fact, I think in the next few weeks I'm going to gather a bunch of data. I think I'm going to do two or three shows where I play police killing people, video, over the web and audio on air, and read their own admissions and convictions for drug dealing and framing people. And you know what? I've decided to just really go ahead and do a series of specials. You think I've been trying to make you look bad? You think I've been trying to act like you're bad guys and misconstruing things? Well, we'll go ahead and give it to you with both barrels to really show you what you become. Now, does that mean you individually have become this? No. But when you start defending it and saying, I'm exaggerating, you are gravely mistaken. I mean, I see this every day, and most of the time can't bring myself to watch it. Like there's some Polish guy who for 27 hours has been stuck in the airport, and he throws a fit and kicks a chair over. So the police come over and jump on his head till his neck breaks while they taser him. And then they tell the judges, don't say it was his broken neck, and don't say it was the tasers. He just got upset and had a heart attack at 35 years old. I mean, I've seen hundreds of videos, hundreds, where police beat someone to death. Kelly Rushing, one of my listeners, it was in the newspaper, but it was so amazing 4 years ago when this happened, I didn't believe it then. The paper said that he gave a Ron Paul speech in one of my videos on a videotape to a state police officer, walked up to him and said, sir, I wanted to give you this, very important information for you and your family. And the cop knew where Kelly lived. He's very well known in the community. His family's one of the founders of that area. And they came and arrested him, and the guy said, put him in the car and said, it's illegal to give me videos. That's anti-government. That's illegal. Then he called his wife on the cell phone and said, I got the VHS bandit right here. Took him to jail, and I called the judge at home, and I said, are you really charging him for giving somebody a Ron Paul speech? And the judge said, I'm not going to talk about the case. You can read it in the paper. And then we had guests on who were there in the court, and they put on a prosecution and wanted him to spend 6 years in jail for two counts of giving the cop videos, saying that they were anti-government, and that hurt the officer's feelings. Thus, it was assault. Thus, it was a terroristic threat. In the cases of the cop who, they come arrest the guy because he's got a sign in his yard saying our judicial system's a joke, and the judge orders him arrested. I mean, this is Boss Hogg on steroids and PCP. And in every third world country, we know the cops are corrupt and bad. Well, we're just like that now. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I mean, you can go look at the video and the photos of it. This is out of the Daily Mail. This is England. Pictured the moment a London tourist dies after screaming, I can't breathe, the police who restrained him. And they put his head over the side of the curb, and they pressed on him with full power with his head and broke his neck. Well, of course they killed him. What are you, big cops are jumping on your head. I mean, what, you know. I mean, you beat somebody, they die a lot of the time. It isn't like WWF wrestling where you jump on people's heads and they don't die. Believe me, folks, I know. That's why I'm scared to get in a fight. Frank Oburu, 43, was sprayed with CS gas and pinned down after a minor argument. CCTV footage captured him losing consciousness after screaming, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. The Nigerian businessman who was in London on holiday stopped breathing. See, I mean, I don't want to be in the U.S. or London anymore. I can go to Africa and be left alone more by the cops. And I'm serious. Until the one day they come to your village and kill you. I mean, you know, you never see them till then. Witnesses said officers had their knees and feet on him as he wailed like a dog, and it shows them. Each limb they got and put full weight on it, and they love it. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And it says here, two more officers arrived to help restrain. Footage appears to show one officer's knee over his neck as his head dangles over the curb. And the police are defending it, saying it was wonderful, of course. But Frank had no criminal record, was not a criminal, did not deserve to die in the streets like an animal. I am crushed. I put my faith in the British system to give me justice, but it has failed me. Hey, you're not going to get justice. Wow. A pathologist gave the ruling of asphyxia during restraint as a cause of death. But the government says, the CPS said, a jury would find that the restraint was not unlawful. Yeah, you just crush, you know, you just kill people. It's no big deal. Well, hell, just have the cops sue the pathologist to have a federal ruling or a state ruling that you're not allowed to say that cops are able to choke people. How's that sound? That's what tasers just got a judge to rule. 3 deaths in one county in 1 year. 3 citizens died being tasered by the new God men. They're dead. Their life's over. By the way, you can look up cops dying during taser test. Doesn't matter. They just... I know. You're good just trying to do your job. I understand. See, the government wants this. Every day in the U.S. and every day now in Europe, people die from tasers and being restrained as the cops jump on top of your head.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Hear the train a-comin'.
I hear the train a-comin'. It's rollin' around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in fools and prison.
Yeah, Bush shines a bill. Saying every baby at birth has their blood taken and put in Homeland Security criminal database. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no Fourth Amendment, no nothing.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me.
We're the most imprisoned population in the world. 35% of the world's prison population, 5% of the world's population.
Just to watch him die.
5% of the world's people, 35% and growing.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
I mean, when the government has hired 26,000 preachers secretly to give speeches and tell their flocks submit and do what the government says and don't criticize the government. I mean, that's hyper tyranny. That's hyper Soviet Union Nazi Germany. When the mainstream media reports they're building camps for political dissidents, when I see cops every 10 feet writing us tickets as the whole economy falls apart, you understand there's a problem, boys? But you think you're on the winning team. You think, see, you rationalize. You've bought into all this bull. Go read the Declaration of Independence tonight, hot shot, before you say I'm trash. In fact, I have the comment here. We posted just a little bit of the Seattle Post Intelligence here. Telecoms give police info without a warrant. And there's a guy called Anonymous Austin Cobb who under our post said, this is more of Mr. Jones's frothing at the mouth lunacy. Yeah, when I saw government documents, they put cancer viruses in there to kill us, and I read about everybody dying and see family dying, and I know it's the types of cancers associated with what they put in our vaccines. I get real mad. You know, I froth. This is more of Mr. Jones's frothing at the mouth lunacy. He sure darn loves to paint a picture of cops as spies dying to track masses of innocent people. Well, yeah. We have and the citizens are scum, too. We have better things to do. We are putting our lives on the line, fighting scum every day, and hanging your butts out on the highway writing tickets, right? That kills a lot more than you getting shot. Putting our lives on the line, fighting scum every day to protect people, trash like you have no idea. Trash like me! Well, you know, there was a problem. I saw the sheriff's deputies deliver drugs when I was 12 and 13 to my friend's older brother's house right under mommy's nose, right under, you know, his parents' nose. And then I saw later the same sheriff department, the same police busting kids for marijuana. And when I went up and told them, what are you doing? You're a drug dealer. They told me they'd kill me. So, see, what about the folks in Tulia you set up? Or what about, I mean, thousands of cases. I mean, Chicago police, New York, Dallas, all the corruption, half the people on death row innocent. I mean, I'm tired of it, man. I've been to trials where the cops beat somebody up and then they go before the jury and say, well, he argued, so we had to get control of the situation. And then your lapdog jury of your cousins convict us. Now, does that mean that they're in trash everywhere and scum and filth and you guys don't see nightmares every day? I know you do. The society's scum, too. But I know that this country is a gang with a flag. I know that police have always been dangerous and corrupt and that they normally get really bad. And I know the police were the Nazis in Germany. Were the police good there? Or Stalin's police or Mexican police, are they good? No, we all know they're bad. And I'm saying, you guys are about 1 inch away. But see, the beat cops, you're just out raising revenue and occasionally helping people with car wrecks and stuff like that. I'm not even, you know, that's one thing. You know, that's deputy dog, boss hog, you know, Moscow, Pico train, whatever. But I'm talking about your detectives. I'm talking about the boys that really run it. They know where all the bodies are buried, and I, frankly, have had enough of it. So stop acting like you're perfect.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.